Unit 6. Recording 1.
Have you ever heard of surface eyes? I hadn't either until a friend of mine convinced me to join her at a class last week. Before I went, I read about it online. It was invented by Hawaiian surfers who wanted to improve their surfing fitness when there was no surf to practice in. I must say that the website's pictures almost put me off going because some of them showed people walking underwater carrying big stones to stop themselves from floating to the surface. It looked so dangerous, but surfers do it for good reason. When you fall off a very big wave, you can be underwater for minutes at a time. So the longer you can hold your breath, the more chance you have of surviving. Now, I'm not planning on surfing giant waves anytime soon, but what appealed to me about surface eyes was the fact that it's a high-resistance but low-impact workout. That means that the exercises you do are difficult because you use weights, but gentle because the water supports your body. This is the best type of exercise for people like me who suffer from bad joints, knees, elbows, hips, because high-impact exercises like running and gym-based fitness classes make my joint problems worse and could give me long-term health problems as I get older. The other thing I liked about the class was that it wasn't just for hardcore fitness freaks, it was for beginners too. Because the exercises I was doing were very safe and simple, I got the hang of them quickly. And they definitely worked. My muscles were sore the next day and the day after that too. What weren't sore, however, were my joints. And that is why I'm just about to do class number 2.